council as a consultee of the planning service, a statutory consultee. So that was done today at dinner time to actually speed this process up. And then obviously now planners will issue the decision to demolish the building. And obviously the owner, who has been on standby in relation to this, has people on the site, had people on the site today preparing for it in terms of taking down scaffolding. It is hoped that once it commences, it will take a few days to actually obviously do away with, in the sense, the immediate danger of collapse, and obviously then it may take a while longer to obviously remove the debris, but hopefully before that the road can be reopened again.
At present, Foyle Road is closed from the bottom deck of Craigavon Bridge past the back of the old factory building as far as the John Street roundabout. Now, once work begins on the demolition in the coming days, is it feasible that other road closures may have to be implemented, for instance, perhaps in front of the building on John Street itself?
Obviously, as people move in, and obviously as people who know what they're doing and what their job is in relation to do this in a safe manner, then there may be further requirements in relation to what space they need to safely take the building down. Road service officials are obviously at the heart of this as well, and obviously they're all working together to ensure first and foremost that the safety of the public is paramount, and secondly that disruption is at a minimum, and obviously that this is done as quickly as possible within obviously safety guidelines.